It is Wednesday morning, and we check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Marty was kind enough to join us on Monday morning when she saw the legislative packet the City Council would look at tonight. The County Councilwoman saw that the Area 1 was going to be divided into three different parcels. We saw finally some comment from the city in this morning's paper. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. And you know what? I read what was said from the city, and I'm thinking, oh, come on. Let's be sincere about this. Each of those areas are now broken down separately. They all have to be voted on separately. All of them have a separate fiscal plan. All of them have to meet the waiver amounts as in order to look at the remonstrance process for each area. I don't care whether you call it Area 1A or Area 1B. I don't care what you call it. They are all separate and all have to be voted on separately.
So they went from 7 areas to 9 areas, essentially.
Right. So to say, oh well, it's just a small little glitch. No real problem. It's just. I mean, who are we trying to kid, ourselves? I don't know. But one thing you would have to look at is, do each of those areas, do they meet that requirement to have a contiguous boundary with the city? And I believe that I read in the annexation rules that the agricultural land that has been adopted in the past, annexed in the past, if it's still agricultural land, that you're not allowed to use that as part of your contiguous boundary. Now, that I don't have in front of me. I just recall reading it. So there might be a difference of when it was annexed, the time frame or whatever, but I'm sure that experts on annexation are already looking at that.
Well, that's the interesting question that we had on Monday, and I don't want to revisit it completely, but the angle that we're still looking at ways to do it, can the city council, who brings this to the forefront? Who found out there had to be three different areas of Area 1? Is this something 2 weeks from now they can find more stuff? How does this process work? Are you familiar with that?
Well, certainly they had to have already known it when they were having their public presentations. When I say they, I'm not saying the city council knew, but certainly the people putting this plan together already knew, because they had all of this put together that they put online either Friday night or Saturday, I believe it was. So they already had it all broken down, the separate fiscal plans, the different maps and so forth. So it was well known by the people who are supporting this and putting this plan together that this was a problem for them. And yes, I think that the reason why they knew it was a problem was that experts on annexation called it to their attention that it wasn't correct. And so they're now trying to correct it in this manner. But there, if others looking at this say, no, this is wrong, you can't do it this way, and they can convince a city that it's put together wrong, then there could be changes, more changes. But at what point is it responsible to tell the citizens that will be affected, whether you're in the city or out of the city, you're all going to be affected? How long can you go forward with saying, we're going to keep changing this plan, and we'll let you know once we pass it, what's in it, kind of thing?
It's starting to sound a little Nancy Pelosi, isn't it?
Well, I'm sorry. It's just so frustrating. And the fiscal impact, they're still using old information.
Because that's the only information they have?
New in the last day. They're using 2016 instead of 2017 information, and so that's just wrong. All of those numbers will not be correct. So the city council's being given information that makes it look like as if the county is just rolling in all this money, because they're using all kinds of cash fund balances that we can't use to operate with at all. But they're making it look like we've got all this extra money.
What are they required to use, Marty?
I beg your pardon?
What are they required to use? Is there a formal process that they have to show their work, so to speak?
I'm sure that they know what the law is and what it, or at least I would like to think that they do, and that they're putting forth the best information they have. But we've had the 2017 information for quite some time, so they need to update their numbers, and so the fiscal plan will be correct, because it will change a great deal. So with this.
So you're saying you're saying that in the packet that's going to the city council right now, that those fiscal impact numbers are incorrect?
Well, they're outdated.
Okay. Well, that's incorrect. If there's updated information, then it's incorrect.
Well, whatever you want to call it. I'm just saying we know what the 2017 information is, and they certainly do, too. It's well known. So why aren't they using it? One thing that really changes the numbers is that with the fire territory, Northern Fire Territory, that changes all of the other numbers because they... You know, that's a separate tax rate, and that wasn't in place with what they were looking at. So all of these numbers will change. So I'm just hoping that the city council will look at something that I discussed last night at our county council work session was, if you want to see where it is affecting just operating county government, just in the general fund, where we make payroll and so forth, then you have to look at that financial statement just for the general fund. When you're looking at that, you can see that we're already in planned spending several hundred thousand dollars more than planned revenue. And that's where that income tax comes in to play, and all of those other excise miscellaneous taxes come into play. That will be reduced from that amount. So that's just one portion of it. And so right now, I just have on my county government hat saying how this is going to affect county government. But truly, the bottom line is, how does it affect the citizens out there? And so the newspaper report that makes it sound like as if, oh, well, nothing to look at here, let's just all move along, is, I think, disingenuous, because demonstrative process, I mean, as she said, they'll all have to say, if they're going to sign a petition, they have to say whether it's Area 1A or 1B or 1C. It's just Area 1, so they all have to stand on their own. This is something the mayor has proposed, certainly not the city council. They didn't start this process. And they are the city council. They have that monkey on their back now. They cannot get rid of it except by saying no. They can say no.
Can't they just say, hey, let's table this for a year and get all the good numbers and the good information and try to get this to the best of the degree instead of it seemed like hurrying up and doing it? Is that an option?
Well, I would like to see that it was an option, but I heard the city council members response yesterday on WGCL that made it sound like, hey, we still have to look at maybe something could happen at the state level that would cause a problem. But you know what? At the end of the day, whether something happens at the state level or it does not, certainly we have the city council who are made up of real live human beings who understand that this decision that they're making will affect thousands of people out there. Over 10,000 people, I believe, was the population.
Yeah, more than that.
That they were bringing in. And so it's...
Yeah, you're completely right, Marty, that this is affecting so many people. And for anybody to think that it's okay to just shove this and rush it through and not really look at what's going on here in more detail, it is... it doesn't make sense.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. Marty, obviously you out in the area that you represent, are there people, people have said, we hear about all these meetings about here's how we're going to oppose it, here's how we're going to organize. Have there been pro-annexation meetings where people are saying this is why we want to do this, this is why we're rallying, this is why it's a good idea? What's the temperature in the county?
Oh, I've heard very few people. I mean, might be able to count it on one hand that says, yes, this is a good idea. I mean, it just isn't, it just is not so. However, I do understand a certain amount of annexation is part of the life process of a city. It, I mean, it also does a certain amount of annexation as well. But to do something in this huge, broad swipe here of trying to overreach so far, that's where the problem is. And without working with any of the other units to say, here's what we're proposing, or to let the citizens know well in advance so that we could ferret out anything that looks like must be an error. And to listen to our job creators out there on the west side where they're trying to pull in all of that and raise those taxes so high out there, because that's already in one of the high tax rates, because our Richland Bean Blossom school system tax rate is so high because it's so much of that assessed value is captured there in the TIF. Well, now they're going to be using the TIF money that's supported by Richland Bean Blossom taxpayers. Because of the school, they'll be using that revenue to build infrastructure for the city. That just seems wrong. I just don't understand why they would do that, and why our redevelopment commission would want to do that rather than using those dollars for county roads, because it's county taxpayers paying those dollars into that Richland TIF. But we'll see what happens with that. That meeting is Wednesday night. All of these meetings coming down are going to be the same night. The Redevelopment Commission talking about what's going to happen with their financial plan. That happens Wednesday night. Also, the Metropolitan Planning Organization, that's a huge meeting about millions of dollars, and that happens Wednesday night. And then we've got the Wednesday night city council. So I don't know how anybody's going to hit all of those meetings. I just don't see how that's going to happen.
Well, but hopefully you can go back and look at them on the internet at some point.
Well, and clearly that's what I do. I mean, yesterday I was sitting there with my iPad listening to state legislature, the bills going through, looking at the different bills and listening to the debate on the floor. At the same time, I had my laptop open looking at the annexation situations, and at the same time, I had my iPhone taking text messages from folks. So let me tell you what, life has changed for certain.
Yep.
This could not have happened this way, you know, 10 years ago.
It moves
you
fast.
You couldn't have stayed
well,
in touch.
And I don't think that sometimes it's very fair to the community how much information we're supposed to take in on some of this stuff. This has gone so quickly and has so far-reaching effects, and people just really are being given, in some ways, very little information, and others...
And unrepresented people.
That's exactly right. Someone like you, Marty, is going to have a lot better handle on what the fiscal impact is because you deal with it, you know, on a weekly, daily basis. But, you know, for the average person out there who's trying to lead their lives and go to work and do the things that they're going to do, it's really going to be difficult.
Do you know how many people say, Marty, I just rely on you to do it. I have too much going on in my life. I just rely on you to represent us, and that's what I'm there for.
That's it.
Boy, sometimes it does feel like there's just no way you can learn enough quick enough. And one of the questions you asked me about, and I know we're going to be out of time soon, so I wanted to run through this. You were asking when I said at the bottom of page 102, when the city said, well, they could just raise the income tax again to...
Oh, that's right.
remember?
Right,
and
yes.
Your question was, how much could it go to? And I'll have to say, I called around. I said, now, you know, all these rules changed this year, and that's the reason why it was not such an easy answer, because the rules all changed. And so our rule is sort of mixed in with the rest of the state. But the scary thing is it could go up to 4%. Right now we are at 1.345. Now the reason why other counties are so much higher than ours is because out of that 4%, you can take 1.25%, which is well over $20-some million, $28 million, something like that, and use it toward property tax relief. In other words, for many counties out there, and they've done this, they are losing money on their property tax because of that circuit breaker law. So the state could see that was happening, and they gave them permission to, because we can't do anything without the state's permission, they gave them permission to raise their income tax if they used it to reduce everybody's property tax. So it wasn't not as if they were just bringing in all brand new money. They were using it to reduce the property tax, whereas we use very little toward reducing the property tax, like 0.05%, where other counties are up to 1%. So it is a huge, huge difference. So we should not just say, assume all these other counties have a higher tax rate, and so we're going to be able to do that as well, unless somebody decides they want to use it to reduce everybody's property taxes. And because what is known as an expenditure rate, which is, we used to just call that global income tax rate, that total amount is 2.5%. So if you're going to go over that, then you have to use the property tax relief, which is 1.25%. And then on top of that, we do have the juvenile income tax situation that we use. I don't think they call it that, but that's what we call it, is another 0.25%. It could go up to 0.25. But we don't have it anywhere near that much. But it could.
We have room to grow.
Oh, my gosh, Marty, that's scary.
Well, certainly it's scary. But I'm just saying, when people say, well, ours is so much lower than anybody else's, well, that's because so many of the other counties use their dollars that they're raising from income to reduce everybody's obligation for property tax. So they're raising revenue in one pot and reducing it in another to help the citizens. And that's not what we have done. So I just wanted to bring that. And I'm sorry I didn't have all that answer for you right at hand.
Well, it seems a little complicated
last week,
answer.
But let me tell you what, it is something that's relatively new to us.
Well,
boy,
it changes every
lots to try and get into your head with all of that conversation. Thank you for finding that out, Marty.
Yep, and again, room to grow. That's part of it. Marty, great job as always. We appreciate your time. City Council meeting tonight. You guys are back in action next week. Is that right?
April 4th? No, I don't think it'd be next week because we just had a meeting last night.
Okay, gotcha. Well, we'll get caught up next week regardless and see what the City Council...
Oh, by next week we'll know what the City Council did. You know, I will not be at all surprised if this evening they do not decide to accept the fiscal plan for Area 6 and 7 because, you know, if they believe that they have enough signatures there that are saying, we're going to fight this annexation.
They don't want to take that up in court, do they?
Right, and then the city would be responsible for any expenses to take that through the process. For those citizens. So if they can see clearly that they have enough citizens that signed on, that there's not the waivers to stop that remonstrance process, I believe that they very well may not include Area 6. they may not include Area 7 because I understand Area 7 has a lot more signatures than they did just a couple weeks ago. And so then that changes the total overall fiscal plan for everything. Because
right. You can't count on those numbers.
Yeah, all of those numbers change as far as the total fiscal plan. Now, it won't change each individual. I think it could even. I'd have to think on that. But it certainly will change the total fiscal plan for everything for each area they don't take. So I will not be surprised at all if the city council backs off of Area 6 and 7.
Interesting. Well, we'll see tonight as
it
gets started.
I've said that all along.
At 6:30, and we'll have more information tomorrow.
Yes. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Marty, and our listeners appreciate it as well. It's County Councilwoman Marty Hawk.